أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وظللنا عليكم الغمام وانزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. Previously we read of the favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that in spite of them saying that they will not believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam until they see Allah ta'ala openly, in which there was great transgression and great disrespect from their side, and Allah ta'ala caused them to die and brought them back to life, and that was actual death, where they had gone into the akhirah and seen that life, and then Allah brought them back to give them a chance to become obedient to Allah, to make tawbah, istighfar, etc. Yeah, now the ninth great favor of Allah Ta'ala, Allah refers to in this ayat upon the Bani Israel. This whole instance comes later in the Quran Sharif. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is only referring to His favors upon them. And this, a little bit background to understand it, was Allah Ta'ala had commanded them to make jihad against the people of Imalaqa, a certain place. And they had to go, and it was made clear to them, it will be like a walk over. Though it will appear to be very difficult outwardly, but they were assured, you will have no problem, you will be successful, and it will be just like a walk over. But in spite of that, they told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنها هنا قاعدون. Oh Musa, you and your Allah go, and you people fight. We are not going. We are just sitting here. We are sitting put here. We not going. This was another very great disrespect, and as we can see all along, the great transgression, great disobedience, and the great disrespect that they had showed at every instance. But how Allah Ta'ala kept on forgiving them and showed His mercy upon them. So when they refused to do that, they were punished in the form that all of them had to stay in a certain area, Medan-e-Tih, an open place. For 40 years they had to stay there. And in that, there were great difficulties that they were going through, the hot, hot burning sun during the day, and at night the darkness, and there was no light or anything, and they just had to live there for 40 years. So Allah Ta'ala, by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, He made dua, and Allah sent cloud upon them. And this cloud then gave them great shade, and they started living in this great comfort of that cloud. And also Allah Ta'ala had sent His special favors of food, manna and salwa. And that was from Jannat, Allah Ta'ala had sent them their food. But in spite of all this, as we will read in front, they still showed disrespect and disobedience to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala refers to these favors of His, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ or سَعَيَا كَيَا هَمْنَي تُمْ پَرْ أَبَرْكَ, and we had sent this cloud over you in order to give you shade. This cloud, according to the Mufassireen, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, are not clouds like we see here. These clouds are by means, asbab, these clouds are made. But this was a cloud that came, a special cloud from Allah Ta'ala, which is filled with the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And only goodness is filled in there. As Allah Ta'ala refers to in another place, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will appear in front of all people, and in Allah will come in a cloud. This is a spiritual cloud in which there is only a lot of softness, kindness, and lot of goodness. It is not the clouds of this world. So Allah Ta'ala had sent that upon them. And further, وَانْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى or utara tum par man or salwa, And we had sent down for you, for your food to eat. We made that also easy for you, in spite of the fact that you were transgressors, in spite of the fact that you were in this field, in this big, huge prison. But yet, here too, we showed our favors. Manna that Allah Ta'ala had sent down, commonly it is understood to be what close something to what we have like mushrooms. Though other explanations are also given. And salwa was a bird, it's like the quail or the partridge, something very similar. But these were great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala which have been sent. The atibba, the great doctors, hakims, they explained that this manna has got a quality in it that it, if it is made into powder form and then a person smells it, even a person who has got the malady of madness, is mentally dearranged, it will help him also. From there the ulama write that it appears that these Bani Israel were mentally dearranged. That's why they went so much in transgression of Allah, and that then it was good for them. And this bird, whether it was something close to the partridge or the quail, it has the effect of softening the heart. Their hearts also had become very hard, so that they eat this and their hearts can become soft and they turned in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with all these great favors in spite of their great transgression. From here also we learned them that Allah had chosen them to be His favorites and His close people. And who a person loves, a person forgives all the time. So Allah forgave them so much and overlooked and showered His blessings upon them all the time. And on the other hand, these people were such who were the close people, like the Sahaba of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were like the Sahaba of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But what were things they did? The people of Isa alayhi salam, his Hawariyin, his close people, they said, Anzil alayna ma'idatam minas sama, that we want food from the heavens. But the Sahaba of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they went through great difficulties and sacrifices for the sake of deen. They never showed any disrespect of this day. They never demanded anything like these people had demanded. So honorable and great Allah had made the Sahaba. We should understand their great, great caliber. And today they are the enemies from within who speak ill and bad about the Sahaba. This is the Shias, what terrible, terrible accusations they make. So we should be very apprehensive and we should have the great honor and respect of the Sahaba in our hearts, and we should not have any apologetic attitude towards them. What they are, and we should appreciate whom Allah had given to us. And for us, making us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a ni'mat that if we just make sajda all the time to Allah in shukr, it is not enough for this great ni'mat that Allah has made us of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah let us appreciate this and live accordingly as the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be living, maintain and uphold the sunnah and the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.